You are listening to your community station, 93.3 FM, WNRB, LP, Wausau. On this Friday evening, your verbal extravaganza back on live for 1 hour with Conversation Digest. A ton on the way. Stick around. WNRB, LP, Wausau, 93.3 FM. Your gateway to the weekend with Conversation Digest each and every Friday in one form or the other, except for last Friday. And that was not a me problem or a Canuspi problem. We were pre-recorded and for some reason the show did not play. For that I am truly sorry and I apologize vehemently, even though it wasn't my fault. 842-8390 extension 210, open phone lines if you want to contribute verbally. There is, of course, a need at WNRBLP for financial donations. If, in fact, you would like to do that, you can do that. Otherwise, make a verbal contribution. And as a moment of disclaim, anything that we say on this show is different, most likely, than most any likely. Of the other thoughts or opinions of people that are volunteering here or that work here at the WAHMA or anyone else associated with. Just to keep that in mind, my name is The Condition, and Canuspi is on my right side. Canuspi, what is going on this evening for you?
A whole bunch of nothing and news stuff.
All right. Well, tonight was supposed to be pre-recorded, but it's not going to happen because I got back from various excursions earlier than I thought. Had a busy news week, and I have no idea what happened in that busy news week. I wasn't paying attention. 842-8390, extension 210, live for 1 hour. And then, of course, we have the 2 hours of Verbal Extravaganza Gateway to the Weekend pre-recorded Conversation Digest from 8 o'clock p.m. up until 10 o'clock p.m. And then Martial Law will pounce on in and play the non-signed bands, those indie bands that everyone is growing to love. But don't love them too much because then they might get signed. Am I right, Canuspi?
Uh-oh, yeah, then he won't be able to play them. Or maybe that's what he wants? I'm not really sure.
I don't know. On the way, in just a few moments, what we saw on the way to the studio, as well as the 2 moments, I don't give a crap, 15, 16 after the hour, we don't give a crap moment of the week, as well as the Condition's karaoke moment of the week. It's completely spontaneous tonight, no preparation done whatsoever, not completely unprecedented, but challenging nonetheless.
It happens. What are you going to do?
Not much, apparently.
Maybe cry later.
Can I ask you, if they want to go and see more, listen to, that is, more website episodes, Conversation Digest, the website is...
FamousAshtray.com? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
I haven't said that in a long time.
Haven't been on live in a while for various reasons, most of which have to do with busy times.
Busy! Sorry for that yelling.
So you may or may not have noticed this past week we had inclement weather, thunderstorms that were of epic proportions. They were Homer from the Odyssey type epic storms. You know, a storm that could pick up a ship and transport it from one body of water to another body of water. Or maybe a cyclops emanates from the cyclone. What am I talking about?
I don't know. You just
kind of a horrible week.
You dropped into Greek mythology for a minute.
This could have been a moment of pre-recorded greatness from Conversation Digest, by which we would be playing the greatest moments of Conversation Digest.
We can make new greatest moments.
No, that's not going to happen.
We can just go in a corner and cry.
Okay. Well, here's a story. Top of the hour. WNRB programs. We are WNRBLP, by the way, not WNRB.
Do this?
Well, I think we're supposed to do that right there.
Well, just say like that?
I don't know. Oh, no, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, that's all at the top of the hour. I guess we should do that.
I don't know how we're supposed to do this. There's no been no lead. Okay, well, anyway, so Wayne Searing Insurance, Furniture and Mattress of Stevens Point, and also County Market and El Tequila Salsa.
That sounds good.
So if there are, do we have some in there? And the marketing department, what is... Kenespe, can you please pull something out? I'm not trying to be moody here.
Whoa.
Not you.
Oh.
Not you. I'm not moody at you. I'm just
What should I be pulling out?
I don't
out?
Even know
one
what's going on here.
One of these things?
Well, I mean, where's the information about these sponsors?
I don't know. It's just a thing up there. I never got anything in the emails. Did you?
Well, okay. Well, apparently we have a sponsor, which is fantastic. That's fantastic because, of course, this is a station that needs money to keep going. And if we, in fact, we have sponsors, God bless them. God bless everyone associated.
If I would have known that, I could jam that stuff in.
Well, yeah.
Pre-recorded stuff. But
so,
wow.
You know, Wayne Searing Insurance, Furniture and a Mattress of Stevens Point, County Market, and El Tequila Salsa.
That sounds good.
That's good. So we've got more on the way. In just a few moments, we've got what we saw on the way to the studio, action-packed hour until we get to the 8 o'clock hour, and then it goes back to pre-recorded. And for those of you who do not know, it's an announcement that should have been made a long time ago, but it officially wasn't until now.
What?
Well, we're now officially a three-hour program.
Oh, yes.
Used to be 7 to 9, and now it's officially 7 to 10 p.m. every Friday evening.
Whether we're live or have pre-recorded material.
No, right, exactly. And even the best TV shows are reruns, syndicated programming. Seinfeld is nothing but a rerun machine as of this point.
Oh, but it's always strong, and it's stronger than ever.
Exactly.
I'm stuttering almost. I don't know.
842-8390, extension 210. We have a lot more on the way, as well as a little bit of nothing.
Nothing tastes good.
So let's just go to what we saw on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, we're off schedule tonight. These headphones are awful. I gotta get rid of these stupid ones.
It's not the Grand. What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every Friday at 7:12 or 7:11 as it is tonight, what we saw on the way to the studio. And that's an excursion into reality. When I was on the way to the studio, can I speak before I go on to what I saw on the way to the studio? What did you see on the way to the studio?
I saw a pothole. There's, I don't know, nothing exciting. A car ran into it, and I think the guy in there was drinking a Coke and spilled it on himself.
All right. What I saw on the way to the studio, I was over on a street by the mall and a car. It was a one-way street because that's how WASA's built.
One-way streets.
And the guy was going the wrong way on the wrong way on the one-way street.
I hope no one got into an accident.
I don't really care what's going on anymore. I mean, I care if people get into accidents. I care about that. But so what we saw on the way to the studio, 7:11 after the hour every single Friday on your Gateway to the Weekend Conversation Digest. Each and every week brought to you by Common Sense and a dose of humor and a sprinkle of logic. It's a two-man show, in case you haven't
Has
noticed.
Been for a while.
Has been for a while. So, and what do we want to talk about tonight? There's things going on in America all over, am I right?
Mel Gibson?
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
Mel Gibson, we don't expect anything from the guy anyway. I mean, it's old, isn't it? Didn't that happen 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. It feels like yesterday to me. I was on vacation.
Well, his wife set him up. You know that, right?
Well, it sounds like she did.
She did. And she's a little bit of a floozy from what I gather. Not that he should be talking about his wife that way, but she set him up and, of course, recorded his rantings and ravings. So apparently the guy that attacked the mayor from I don't care. I don't care about that story. Doyle declares state of emergency for flooding. In case you haven't noticed, there have been some torrential downpours in Wisconsin this past week. Jim Doyle declared Milwaukee County to be in a state of emergency late Friday morning, blah, blah, blah. Line of thunderstorms pound cities, flood streets. We knew that because that's what I was just talking about. My gut says ballot slogan ruling is right.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear about this situation? This isn't good. I don't really want to talk about it.
I have no idea what that is.
As a Caucasian male, this is from Milwaukee County, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. As a Caucasian male, I probably should be offended by Izu Griffin's proposed ballot slogan that says she's not, and I can say this, right? It's just a quotation.
Well, you could say lots of things that are quotations.
Well, can you say this?
I'm unsure.
Okay, well, you know what we'll do? We'll just spell out the last word. And this isn't a very good story in the sense that...
You're going to spell it?
I'm going to spell it. Why not? I'm not... Okay, so not the white man's B-I-T-C-H. That's what she said. Fact is, I'm too busy being amused by the outrageous statement and by the hernia the State Government Accountability Board gave itself trying to figure out... blah. This article is written horribly. Griffin's running for a seat in the Assembly representing a central city and mostly African-American district in Milwaukee. Annette Pauley Williams has held the seat for many years. What surprised me most is that three members of the board, retired white judges not given to a lot of BITCH talk, sided with Griffin, who told them her statement of principles in no way is derogatory of what have you. Yeah, well, it's very derogatory. Very derogatory. I'm pretty sure we're not supposed to say BITCH in the newspaper unless perhaps the story is about a dog breeding operation. Well, this guy's just a jerk. Here again, Griffin claims she's using the term to mean a female canine that rolls over, but relates it right back to herself. I'm not trying to be a rollover, she told the board. I'm stating what I am not. My gut tells me the board made the right call. I may not be able to define a non-conforming statement of principles, but I know when I see it. After weeks and months of listening to this is, by the way, hard-hitting news.
Headline news?
No, we changed it to hard-hitting news about 3 months ago. No offense, Kanowski. Where have you been? Actually,
I've been out of it.
You are the K-Man, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
No, he is officially the K-Man. No more Kanowski on the air, so it's the condition and K-Man. So, raise your hand if you knew the independent candidates can legally tell you on the ballot in 5 words or less what they stand for, but Democratic and Republican candidates can't. It seems like it's an unfair advantage. Well, no, hold on. See, but if someone's Republican, shouldn't people know what they stand for?
Shouldn't they all be equal?
If someone's a liberal, why do they need to have 5 words to describe what they... I know what they are. Big government. Big spenders. And what's the fifth word?
Yo.
Less military. That would be 6 words. Conservative would be small government. Strong military. And... compassion.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Well, I mean, you're more of a liberal. No offense, Kanuspi. So, well, no, that's fine, Kanuspi. You have to be something. One thing, you have to be the other.
Well, you've just been calling me a liberal for 2 years now.
Yeah, well, you are a liberal. I've taken all of you the analysis. Email Mary.
Not her.
Where have you guys been the last couple of weeks? It's always pre-recorded, and the shows are good because it's all the greatest moments. Well, first of all, it's not the greatest moments, Mary. It's greatest hits, Mary.
We don't make bad episodes, except that one where I was solo.
Well, continuation with what Mary's saying. I'm calling from she's emailing, from the West Side. Mary, you always say that. And I'm wondering what's happening tonight on the show. Well, Mary, listen to the program, because that is the only way you will know. I preview what happens in the following hour quite often at the top of the hour, but I can't tell you verbatim.
Oh, excuse you.
What's going to happen? Because first of all, this show is completely spontaneous and unplanned. So for
more so tonight
for you, Mary. Typically, we are more planned than this. But I was out of town. Popped back into town. The K man was at the studio, and I let him in because I had the key card. And then we got in here with a moment's notice. The gentlemen that were in here before we were, they left gracefully, and we came in gracefully. And so now the show is on, Mary. If you want to know what's happening tonight in the program, please, by all means, listen and quit berating me by sending me emails.
She should be happy.
This is actually to you, K-Man.
She should be happy now, at least that we're on, I think.
I don't think that they... she loves the program. That's why, I mean, every single... So an answer was not forthcoming when Board Chairman Gordon Mice asked the board staff if anyone would have objected if Griffin had said, not under white man's influence. Instead, it's a good question that tries to get exactly what is... This article is horrible. I object to the horrible thing that this lady said on the ballot, and I object completely to the way this article is written. Mr. Stingle from the daily entry of the Journal Sentinel, I would prefer that you write better articles. And if he's listening, please call me up at 842-8390, extension 210. Neither the K-Man or I will answer, and we'll talk about the article that you wrote, because it wasn't very good. All right. Well,
you think he's going to call?
Well, no, I mean, he might be vacationing in the Northwoods, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay.
So let's do this. The 15, 16 after the hour, we don't give a crap moment of the week, where we give two articles that we don't give a crap about. First one, city rents sewer pumps. Facing more than 1,200 basement backup complaints from last week, the Milwaukee, I don't care. I'll prove I don't care by not reading the story.
Hey-o.
It's the first of the two moments of I don't give a crap moment of the week. The other one is a... Boy, this is a really...
You can find lots of things you don't give a crap on here.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just ripe for the picking.
Let's see here.
Hmm.
Judge to determine sanity of defendant?
Doesn't all judges do that?
Whatever. I'm gonna bypass. I'm going to plead the fifth in this second portion of I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week. Each and every week at 15, 16, or 17 after the hour, the I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week.
Woo!
You know, I was listening to Table Scraps the other night.
How was
with
it?
With Michael Bowman. No, it's a good show, but you know what he did
and
on accident.
And his name source, Biff Mendelsohn.
He's a gentleman that used to be on the air until we voted him off. God bless him. And now he might become part of our show, you know, on a consultant basis, consulting in the sense that maybe every now and then he'll come in.
Yeah,
and
that
say
sounds
some
like
words.
That. I'm up for that.
And he actually gave us an unintentional. This was this past Sunday. Today is Friday, so it's 5 days a week, of course. 5 days ago. And he called his show Conversation Digest an accident. So you know where his mind is.
Aw, we love him too.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, he misses the show. We miss having him here. It's just, you know, every now and then if he wants to stop in. Maybe,
if he's got nothing better to do, just
Mr.
stop
Ballman,
by
if you're here, if you're in Wausau, 3-1, by all means,
tear down that wall.
Call in and we'll let you in. We'll have a little discussion with you and then go from there. So, Canuts, or K-Man.
Yes.
Were you in the middle of any of these storms when they hit this past week?
Well, I was, as you know, I was down in the Sheboygan area for the 5 days or so. Checked into a hotel, and boom, a tornado was about to hit us. But then it was only 5 miles away. But it was a huge downpour.
Did it land?
It landed about 5 miles away and then went into Lake Michigan.
Did you see it?
No.
What?
But they were forcing us to go into the conference room at the hotel.
All right. I didn't see a tornado. I just saw downed trees and power lines. Any stories from this past week?
Apparently there was lots of tornadoes all over the place.
What's going on around here?
I don't know.
All the paper that is strung about in this studio, you could wallpaper it. They're just junking up the room. No offense. God bless all
they
of you, but seriously, what are you doing to this place?
They should start laminating these.
I laminate these
write on
them. People can't write on them. Exactly right, K-Man. So, you know, if you got any stories, 842-8390, extension 210. I hate to do that. I don't want stories unless I am struggling.
Have proof
for
of
programming.
It too,
I just there's nothing here tonight. You cannot go on the air and talk for an hour without anything to say. That is a true story. And there is a disbelief or a misbelief that all of these fantastic broadcasters out there in America and beyond.
They have writers.
Just go on the air without any prep. You know Limbaugh. You know
we should hire a writer.
I know you don't like his politics, but that guy never stops getting prepped for a show. I was working all day. I didn't have time. What am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I am saying, Canuspe?
We should hire an unpaid writer, an intern writer.
I don't know. If anybody wants to call in, maybe you can do your verbal resume over the air, and we'll see if you're fit to write for Conversation Digest. God knows we can't do it.
How pathetic have we become?
Let's use that so I can use a real pair of headphones.
Oh, you want to use this one?
Yeah.
This thing sucks.
It's better than that.
Well, you could just put...
Do you want to put a song on for a moment?
I don't have a song.
Let's get one on here.
Okay. Say something.
Let's just go. Let's just get out of here.
Baby, I get so scared inside and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind or is it fantasy? Heaven, is it the palm of my hand that it's waiting here for you? What am I supposed to do? childhood tragedy. If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever,
WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, the gateway to the weekend, where Conversation Digest, Woo! Your verbal extravaganza, as well as Party Central. So if you have insomnia, what's a good way to cure it? The best way to cure it is just to get over it. If you're someone that doesn't sleep at night.
Just go to sleep.
No, you can't. Cannot be. K-Man, do you know what it's like to not get a good night's sleep?
Yeah.
For weeks.
Yeah.
It's horrible, right?
Yeah.
I took NyQuil last night because I knew I had a big day today. I was out of town. I had a lot of things I had to do for work, and I knew I was going to have a big day, an annoying day. And so I said last night as I was about to go to bed, the whiskey wasn't going to cut it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I had no whiskey.
Oh.
So I thought, well, what do I do? I should have ran or something, but I haven't ran in about 3 years, and I'm grossly out of shape. I didn't really want to run anyway. I mean, I guess I could have taken some supplemental thing like what? Melatonin or something of that nature, but I didn't have melatonin. So what do you do at that point? In the cartoons, usually they hit you with a large hammer, a big bump comes up, and then
count sheep.
The person sleeps for a while. Counting sheep doesn't work because it just keeps your mind active. So I just took NyQuil. But
did you take the recommended dosage?
No.
Did you take more than the recommended dosage?
What, bottle straight to mouth?
And then just
tip your head back and drink. I don't
whatever feels right going down the mouth.
Felt right to me, and actually I didn't mind the taste. So, but what I thought is what you want to do is perpetuate the issue by looking up scary videos on the internet. I looked up alien videos the other day. Came in. I wanted you to see these videos, right?
Yeah, you were trying to find them.
Real, fake, authenticated, absolutely false, whichever. It doesn't matter because these videos are all over the internet. Somehow, some way, I feel that if I can confirm a paranormal or supernatural occurrence, maybe I'll feel like life is more exciting. Because right now, my life is somewhat bland. I do a weekly program with the K-Man.
Yo.
I work. As you well can imagine, my job is a bit bland. No offense to you, K-Man.
You're welcome.
But, you know, doing the show with you,
might as well just lobotomize yourself.
Might as well just give up all the time. So I looked up these videos, and some of these videos, I got to know if some of these videos are fake. And you're a good production guy. You know about video production, and some of these look real. How does someone make a video, K-Man, that looks like... No, see, why do you hate that so much? Why do you hate being called the K-Man? What do you want to be called?
Gotta hate something.
It's the condition of K-Man in the evening. That's the big hit station.
In the morning?
You come up... Okay, maybe that's the new online poll for FamousAshtray.com, what the K-Man should be called. Because he doesn't like the K-Man, everybody. He doesn't like the K-Man.
Me saying I don't like it doesn't stop
you. If you would have come up with something a long time ago, I wouldn't have had to have come up for that. I wouldn't have had to have come up with that for you.
Well, maybe we should have a write-in poll. Or something.
All right. Ugh.
Maybe someone can come up with something better.
We got to come up with
a video. We're not telling you to do it. We're just polling.
These videos are freakishly nightmarish. Some of them you can tell are fake. It's the ones that you can't tell if they're real or fake. They could go either way. Very alarming, and I lost even more sleep that night. And then I thought, well, why did I do that? Why did I do that? I would lose more sleep if, in fact, I saw an alien right in front of my face or in the neighborhood or what have you. So what are your plans for the rest of your life, Kinuspe?
Giving up? Just come out swinging out of nowhere.
Yeah, I gotta know.
Question.
I'm like your guidance counselor.
Jeez, I don't know. Cry for a month?
Well, this is a bit rough.
Which part?
Everything.
What do you expect?
What do we have for Hollywood news, Kinuspe? K-Man.
Mel Gibson.
That's old, and you know it is. What do we have since then? You know, I've gotten through 26 minutes of this program. I have not yet once mentioned or berated Barack Hussein Obama. How did I avoid that?
I don't know. It just stopped right now. What is happening out there? Outside? Anywhere?
Oh, Dairy Queen's back open.
That's been open for a while
the
now.
Storms have been hitting. Bugs are in colonies.
Are we done yet?
Dave Obie's done as of November, thankfully. There is proof that miracles do happen, because after 40 years, David Obie is out of office. Praise be. The Communicators FCC broadcast. What do we have here? Now, this is something that could be very important to us, Kinuspi.
I wonder if we can play that.
Let's play it.
Two viewpoints on a legal decision this week that rejected the FCC's policy on broadcast indecency.
That's boring.
Oh, jeez. I just wanted to shoot myself there.
Well, you know, let's do my karaoke moment of the week. How about that?
Okay, what'd you do last time?
Oh, I know what I did. Each and every week at around 30 after the hour, there's a conditions karaoke moment of the week where we play a song that I have done at one point or another in the...
Let's praise you.
Oh, that I have done in karaoke format. And if never you have done karaoke, you can live your pathetic life vicariously through my life, whereby I have actually had the guts, the stones, to do karaoke in various locations. Here's one for the condition.
Let tonight's performance be the best performance.
Yes. It's the official video.
The conditions karaoke moment of the week on your big hit station. WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
Tonight's performance be the best performance that we've ever had. Richard has rehearsed.